Good day. My name is Michelle. Welcome to Nova's Business Report. And on the Market Watch with me, I have Helena Mbuthi from First Rand. And we know that the Bank of Namibia will be announcing the latest repo rate, if there is a change, this week, Wednesday. So, Helena, let's start off with the latest inflation figures, although we know that we don't necessarily in Namibia target for monetary policy purposes, a certain inflation range. But just take us through, what has the latest numbers been telling us?
Yeah, so on the inflation side, Michelle, we have been seeing a steady disinflationary trend. So it's came down from about 3.6 in April to 3.5%. And this is coming down from an average of about 4.2 for the previous year. So inflation is definitely coming down, but it's mostly driven by volatile categories like transport. So you're seeing a transport actually contracting, which is driving the headline inflation to slow. But generally, core inflation is actually ticking up slightly. So it went from about 4.0% to 4.1%. And the fact that core inflation is higher than headline inflation and core inflation are being the inflation for your more steady prices that exclude like your transport, oil and commodity prices, then we still see significant underlying pressure and inflationary pressure in Namibia.
Okay. Yeah. So, but so the decrease as a result of transport, that's now the cutting of the petrol and oil prices that we've seen, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It's always strange to me that that doesn't filter down to more items in your core basket. Just take us through those items in the core basket that is stubborn.
Yeah, so for us right now, it's your rental prices and your housing costs that is really stubborn, and food, because as I said, we're coming from a drought. We did see good rains. Some people are saying too much rains, and we haven't seen food prices coming down. Mm-hmm. But if you look at like food and housing in general, right, we always say that prices are stickier going up than coming down, which means that as inflation goes up, businesses will increase their prices or the price tag. But when inflation comes down, they're not necessarily going to decrease that tag for business reasons and margin reasons, right? So because of that, food and housing in the core is really what's driving it. But we are seeing some relief from like electricity and utility costs in general. But it's still a sticky, very tight budget for a consumer right now.
Yeah. Okay. So the SARB, the South African Reserve Bank, last month, they announced a cut in their repo rate. Yeah. What are you expecting for Namibia this week?
Yeah, so the SARB's cut was actually expected. So we had actually expected at least a 50 basis points cut by the SARB for 2025, right? So the SARB's 25 basis point cut was expected and was a unanimous decision, and it was mostly on contained inflation in South Africa. So it's important to note that right now inflation in South Africa is around 3%, which is much lower than what we're seeing now. And it's quite, and it, so inflation in SA is just a lot more contained, even on the core side than us. So despite the fact that the SARB did cut, we do expect bond to hold. Number one, because of just general growth risk. So our growth is going up, but it's not necessarily shooting the lights out. It is not, it is still really driven by one sector or activities around the one sector. And from an inflation perspective, as I highlighted, we still are seeing some inflationary risks. And also the fact that interest rates in Namibia have been 75 basis points lower than the SARB for quite some time. So the Bank of Namibia does not necessarily need to cut rates right now. We do believe that they're going to maintain their cautious stance and rather close it or narrow the differential a little bit. So the differential between SARB and Namibia would now be 50 basis points if the Bank of Namibia decides to hold. And I think that'll be a nice, comfortable position for them, also given reserve pressures that we're expecting in the future.
Yeah, so that will take the differential down from 75 to 50 then, if they hold this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, and where does that leave us with the import cover?
With the import cover, we're still quite steady on the import cover. And that's why I'm saying it's not necessarily that they need to. So according to the import cover, they could, in theory, maintain the 75 basis points differential if they wanted to. So they do still have room to cut by 25 basis points. However, as we said, we are still foreseeing that there is going to be pressure coming ahead, right? So the Bank of Namibia wouldn't want to cut now and then, you know, increase rates in the next MPC due to pressures that might come about. So even though they might have room to play with and maintain the differential, we do think that they would rather be hold and just remain cautious until we can get on a nice steady cutting cycle.
Yeah. It doesn't, you know, the private sector credit extension, it looks very subdued. I mean, especially in the individual space. So, I mean, by holding the rates, it's not really having much hope on that side, but maybe on affordability that remains quite steady.
Yeah, but the only thing with that or the caveat that I would say is a 25 basis point cut doesn't really do much anyways, right? For the central bank to truly help consumers, I think we're going to need to see at least a 75 basis point spike to really see a decrease in your loan amounts and your housing costs and et cetera, and bond prices, et cetera. Yeah. So I think another reason why central bank might just wait and see until they can really get to a stage where they can now comfortably cut down to a point where it actually becomes meaningful in the economy.
Yeah, maybe as a last question on the currency. So that's also been quite steady actually for the last 2 months or so.
Yeah.
Against the dollar. So there's also not really much pressure coming from there, despite all the ups and downs in the world economy and the impacts of the tariffs.
So interestingly enough, it's actually the volatility that is helping our currency. So remember, we're pegged to the South African rand, and the South African economy does well when it comes with gold, when gold does well, and it also does well when the US dollar starts depreciating. And because of all of this volatility, we're seeing a depreciation in the US US dollar, you're seeing an appreciation in the euro, and you're seeing that a lot of people are sort of going to safe haven assets like gold. And because of the fact that the volatility is coming from the US, there's also the perception that, you know, the US is not the safest currency anymore. Yeah. So the euro is gaining in that instance. So actually, the volatility has helped the South African economy. And that's one of the reasons the SARB actually noted for starting a cutting cycle.
Yeah, it's interesting times. I heard exactly the same thing this morning on the FT as well. Elena, thank you very much. I mean, I think, you know, given what's happening in the Middle East at the moment, I do wonder to what extent, I mean, any sort of political or war type uncertainty will also have an impact somehow, and one wonders what the impact of that will be.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if I had to guess, I would just say the reversal of the transport, which would for Namibia just mean that headline inflation might go ticking up again. And then that is one of our risks to headline inflation. And then that if we do see a war breakout, then I would, you know, comfortably say we'll probably see headline inflation back at 4% and above. Because as I said, transport and oil prices is really the only thing that is, you know, coming down. And usually during times of war, oil prices do increase because of demand and et cetera. So,
well, both of them actually, after those attacks on Thursday night, both rally, both gold and oil rally.
Yeah.
Uncertain times, eh? Goodness.
Okay, so and so, you have to see which offsets the other.
Yeah, well, that's exactly true, right? That's exactly true. Thanks so much for talking to me, Elena. Until the next time, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. Bye.